Hey Marcus, an event we're both very familiar with. World's strongest man.
Strong in character?
No, we're talking brute muscle strength.
Yeah, no, we don't know anything about those.
We really don't even have any right to talk about it.
I see you're struggling holding up your iPhone. So.
The event was held just the other day, and we have a new world's strongest man.
Okay.
And I just want to run through this guy, some details of this guy, because just in case anyone out there was thinking that the strongman competition is just a bit of a laugh, just a bit of a joke, you know, some big burly guys throw down and, you know, it's all a bit of a laugh. Not at all.
Oh, do tell. Why?
It's almost life and death, because the guy who won it has basically documented, you know, what it's taken for him to win, the state that he's in, and pretty much admitted if he stays at his current level, he'll be dead within years.
I'm guessing what? Pretty intense diet, pretty intense workout regime.
Well, let's look through it. By the way, his name is Eddie Hall.
Good on you, Eddie.
Well done, Ed. But he's more commonly known as The Beast. Appropriate, because he's 190. He's 191 centimetres tall. He's probably the kicker. He weighs 196 kilograms.
Whoa.
So he is beyond beefcake at that point.
Yeah, because normally if you look at, compare that to an AFL player, your big 200 centimetre ruckman's normally around the 100 kg mark.
Yeah.
So he's blowing it out.
Double that,
with muscle.
Let's have a look. Let's run through what he has to eat in a day. This is just a snapshot, but he's basically said, when he's training, he eats raw steaks. Raw steaks. I don't know how that helps. Why not cook them? Anyway, I'm sure there's a reason. 12,000 calories a day. Not sure exactly what the recommended intake is. Should have checked that. But 12,000 sounds like a lot.
Does. No. Yeah.
Now, back to his... He's nudging 200 kilograms. And he's admitted, basically, he is... He's like two big guys in one body. He said that, this is his quote.
Or, I'm guessing, maybe three of us.
Yeah. Well, at least. He says, to put it blankly, if I stayed like this for another 10 years, I'd die. Being this size and this weight is a dark place. And then, I'll just interject here, you don't really think of this part of it, but he goes on, all the organs are under pressure. I am two big guys, two people in one unit. It's almost impossible. Sleep is horrendous, and there is so much muscle mass on my lungs and throat.
Oh.
So he can't even sleep. He's so bulked up that he has trouble breathing. He can't sleep. It's a nightmare.
So what is the definition of strong then? This guy can't even sleep. He can lift a weight.
Well, he can pull a jet with his teeth or something. I don't know. They go through a whole list of things, and he won. But yeah, it doesn't sound appealing. It almost sounds like torture. He said, "This is something else." He says, "And by the way, now that he's won, I think he's going to rein it back in." He said he wants to drop down to about 159 kilos.
That's lightweight.
He says that's a nice quote, safe level for me.
Wiener. Skinny.
Yeah, just push over at that weight. He says, I can't go into restaurants without breaking a chair. fitting through single doorways, I have to turn sideways. Can't even walk through a door, this guy. Getting in and out of a car is impossible. The seats don't go back far enough. And this is a weird mental image. He's sort of like 191 centimetres is tall, but it's not, you know, Guinness World Record tall.
No.
He says, I'm not the tallest man, but because of my muscle thickness, my head always touches the roof. So I think he's saying his glutes, I'm guessing, must be of such a size that it's like permanently sitting on a booster seat or something.
Oh.
Anyway, it sounds disastrous. Check this out. His clothes is 5XL, and his weight, his trousers are to fit an 80-inch waist. So he's won the title of World's Strongest Man, but at what cost? I think his life sounds just deplorable.
Yeah, there's so many frailties about being the strongest man. I'm surprised. I guess that's all part of it there. Didn't mention eggs. You often hear about these bodybuilders eating copious amount of raw eggs, but it's about the raw steak. Yeah. Perhaps you lose a bit of the protein fiber or protein when you cook it up.
That must be it, yeah. But imagine having to force that down. What an absolute horror show that is.
That is a very interesting story, Tim. You often think strongman, everything is trumps because you've worked hard, you've built up the muscle. There's so much there, you think, yep, he can push his way around life, but...
Meanwhile, he can't even breathe.
And
check this out. The guy he beat in this competition, you would have watched Game of Thrones.
Mm.
There's a character in there called the Mountain.
Is that the almost albino-looking guy? No.
Is he albino? I don't know. He's huge.
Okay.
He's huge. That's who this guy beat. Right. So he was a contender for strongman, and he just lost out. So, yeah.
No strain on our body parts.
No, yeah, but I'm thinking I'm going to get into this.
Yeah, a couple of steaks, and rare steaks. Save on cooking. So, Web Guy, I do love viral videos, and everyone sort of has a natter about someone who is involved in an accident. But for once, the hook or the still picture of a photo of a video didn't really get me in until I played it, and then I was a massive convert of watching someone have a stack.
Yeah, so I think the headline that might have hooked you in was something along the lines of Adelaide's angry pedestrian video is going viral around the world.
Yeah. To me, I thought, I don't really care. I've seen so many people have a stack, but it was the circumstances. Do you want to run us through what made this so funny?
Yeah, so Adelaide's angry man was recorded on a car dash cam, basically abusing the driver of a car who just pulled up at a traffic light. And for some reason, the pedestrian didn't really approve of the guy's driving style and really sort of, you know, had a go at him as he crossed the intersection, pointing and sort of yelling. Sort of flipped the bird, although it ended up being like the devil horns symbol, I think, so he might have got a bit confused there. But, you know, really just took a piece out of the driver. And then was so busy abusing the driver, forgot to watch where he was going and just walked headfirst smack bang into a traffic pole.
And then he goes at the driver, probably mainly because of shock and...
Embarrassment. Yeah, he doubled down. He was abusing the driver, made a blunder, embarrassed himself, which made him even angrier.
Have you ever... Is there any chance this one's a fakey?
No. This is not fake. And there's been a bit of talk that the guy is recognised as a
hothead.
Well, homeless, I think, is okay. What some people are saying. He's like a renowned sort of homeless guy who gets around the city with his dog. The story is he lives in a car with his dog. So by those reports, you know, this guy probably has some real struggles, and that's a sad element to it. All we can go on is the video that we've seen, and that shows an angry man embarrassing himself and getting even angrier.
To me, the only thing, just on reflection, was that the reaction seems so instantaneous. Like, there's no... The vision doesn't show him being startled by the car pulling up to the lights at a certain speed. He's ready for a fight as soon as he emerges from the corner.
He woke up angry that day, absolutely. But imagine if you knew that guy or if you were related to that guy. You wake up one morning and your uncle, you know, Uncle Bert
Bert Hall.
Has become a worldwide internet sensation for embarrassing himself. The internet is it can be a cruel beast.
From the background you're talking about, hopefully he is none the wiser that he's had such notoriety, but yeah, it's...
Love to hear someone interview this guy, track him down. Hopefully it's not true that he's homeless. Hopefully that's just an urban myth.
With internet success like this, the person that put it up from the dash cam, do they stand to make any coin out of it?
Yeah, or? This guy did because he licensed it through a world famous outlet, Viral Hog, who basically purchase people's videos off them, and then basically you've kind of signed up with them, and they keep tight control on who uses it, make sure there's no ripping of it off, and then whatever money they collect, you know, you get a chunk out of it. So yeah, this has had millions of views, so he will have cashed in pretty nicely, all because he just had a dash cam rolling on his car. Maybe it was a good investment.
Putting Adelaide on the map for the wrong reasons.
Interesting, Marcus, to work out whether social media has provided a net benefit or a net cost to society.
Yeah, it covers a variety of issues, and people like to cover all aspects of their life, don't they, Tim?
They do, and we're seeing a new thing in social media that makes me feel like perhaps it is not doing us any good, possibly. Although, let's dissect this and work it out, maybe. Divorce selfies.
Divorce selfies.
This is supposedly a up-and-coming thing that people like to do.
Yeah, from just the initial thing you've said, divorce, sad, traumatic, selfies, fun. It's sort of a conflict of two sort of different things there.
Part of the broader downplaying of divorce in the last few years, perhaps we've seen divorce parties.
Yes.
People will get divorced and then throw a party.
Together?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know...
Two parties.
I think there'd be two parties.
Or one for the person that's really glad to be out.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if that's kind of trying to turn it into a glass half full. Like, I guess people who get divorced often do feel like it is a good thing, a good moment. But anyway, the selfie situation, how it works is at any stage before, during or after the divorce proceedings or conversation, or, you know, just get creative with it. Whenever you want to take this selfie, the requirements are you got to have both partners in the couple. Is that right? I'm tripping over my words here. Both people have to be in the selfie.
Yes.
So there'll be shots of some guys taking a shot of him and his now ex-wife in an office at the desk of their lawyer or whoever they're seeing.
So pretty much like the registry.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Signing your life away,
right,
now unsigning my life away.
Yeah, so he's taking a shot there. Others might snap a shot on the train on the way home from having settled the divorce. I've seen a before and after, you know, the happy couple smiling, and then the image is split in half, and the second half is them all sad because they've decided to get divorced. Is it a healthy and helpful way of processing a bit of a traumatic time in someone's life, or is this just batshit crazy?
Well, I think it's only beneficial if both parties are relaxed in the decision. They've sort of been through it. They realise this is the end, and for a good reason. But I would have thought most divorces are quite stressful and tense, and that this just would have no benefits whatsoever. But you've obviously read a little bit into this trend. Is it supposed to be therapeutic for the couple?
I think so, and maybe helps them claim a bit of control back in a situation that probably is a bit destabilizing. I haven't seen a real life one. I've just seen basically an article cobbled together that, hey, check this thing out, and examples cherry picked. My hunch is that they're all from America. I'm not sure that it's reached our shores yet. It may have.
Maybe. It will.
Seen any people I personally know posting this kind of stuff. But it does feel like an American thing.
Really? I guess it's one way of getting the ball rolling for awkward conversations with your family, your friends, people that haven't seen you for a while. It's pretty much throwing up the flag. This is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Almost the flip side of the explosion we've seen in, you know, witty social media posts tipping friends and family off to a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or a proposal. You know, all these life moments are being reflected on social
media.
People
getting creative.
Yep.
You mentioned the, you know, they're together signing the documents. I thought maybe other similar cliche wedding pics that are now divorce selfie pics, perhaps two hands together with the tan line of where rings once were, or a cake, a black cake maybe, or
with a boot squashing it.
Hey, who am I to judge? I've taken pictures of food and pieces of string. Why not a divorce?
Speaking of social media and its net benefit to us all, can't really let the week pass without mentioning the social media rising star of the country, Chappelle Corby.
Okay, what's the latest she's got into?
Well, just she is getting into it, I guess, is the point. Hard to miss the fact that she came back to Australia this week and has not said anything officially to any of the million media that were trying to pin her down, but has been posting fairly furiously on Instagram.
It hasn't really been about her, though, has it, per se? More...
Some of it has, yeah. She has covered she's covered some territory in what she's posting about.
There were some things that she was... issues that she wanted to grandstand.
There's some missing people cases she seems intent on cracking. She's a sleuth.
Are you impressed by what she's doing? Do you think it's clever or a build-up to something or keeping her relevant?
I'd say it's building up to something, isn't it? But, I mean, you can't deny, you can't argue with building up a following of, at this stage, I think she's nudging 150,000 followers, which she's picked up in not much more than a week.
Yeah.
So you can't deny that. But, yeah, is it valuable to us? I've had a look through what she's posting. I don't know. All I can say is I'm not following her.
No, neither am I. The whole concept for me, you're the web guy, the whole concept, how powerful is it to develop and establish a brand or an image on Instagram or something like that, that's when you've got a huge following?
Yeah,
what are the benefits for you? Just that you're out there, people know how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a sneak peek at maybe where Chappelle's heading with this account. Already she's posted something about, you know, the best Indonesian food to get on the Gold Coast is blah blah, whatever it is, posted photos of this restaurant. So that's a fair plug for a local restaurant, which is going to be valuable to them. And I guess you can think of other kind of examples where there would potentially be businesses that would get a bit of a boost from being promoted to an audience of, you know, like we said, about 150,000 for her, and then you don't get that for free, I'm sure. In a commercial setup, you know, something's going to be kicking back to back Chappelle's way.
Free meals, perhaps.
Free meals, yeah. I was going to joke, but don't joke about this topic.
Well, I'm not going to follow her, so I guess I'll just have to wait till other news services pick it up and I can read the good bits from them.
Just wait till it goes viral. Marcus, today we have news of a Hollywood celebrity doing something silly.
Well, that's a shock. Pretty broad. See if you can narrow that down for me, Tim.
Even silly by Hollywood celebrity standards.
Okay.
You know, for a group of people who are known for some crazy antics.
This has crossed the line?
This has ridden a horse past the line. comedian Kathy Griffin has published photos of herself holding up a severed Donald Trump head.
Wow, can you tell us the background behind that?
I guess the background is she's not a Trump fan. Fairly vocal opponent, as a lot of Hollywood types are.
Is it reflective? Is it mirroring some sort of incident or anything like that? Or?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it looks like something straight out of the back catalogue of Islamic State, which is maybe the reference. And to look at what she published, she actually quickly took it down, but while it was still online... there was the photos of her holding this head and a video, a behind-the-scenes video of the photos being taken. And you can tell by looking at it, like, it is genuinely gruesome. Like, just, you can tell that what she's holding has got some weight to it. It looks like a genuine head, and it's dripping with blood. It is actually gross.
Yeah, it's definitely not a cartoonish or a caricature of him. It's supposed to look fairly real, like a bloody Donald Trump.
Exactly. Head. Like, it's got the weight about it. It's got the matted hair. I'm not even going to describe it too much because it is gross. And as I mentioned, she did feel some heat after she published it. Fair to say she felt some heat.
She obviously did it to really generate a lot of publicity and humour, but it's really backfired.
Yeah, she... it was interesting to see the response. She had joked during the photo shoot about having to leave the country once the photos were published. But she obviously meant that as a joke because she still published the photos. And then next thing you know, the photos have been taken down, and up in its place is a video of her saying, "Okay, guys, I'm just seeing the reaction to these photos. I realise that no one likes it, that I've gone too far. I sincerely apologise. Very, very sorry. Got it badly wrong." It just makes me think, I mean, this is the argument that's made about these Hollywood types, but are they complete morons? Like, I mean, Trump aside, how could you not know that this was going to be taken badly? Like, are they really as detached from reality as what maybe their worst critics say they are?
I think so, but I think comedians also, it's part of their DNA or part of their professional ethic to push things as far as they can.
Yep.
And what may be offensive to, say, my parents in a stand-up act, I might find cutting-edge, naughty, funny.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She's taken it to another step and mm-hmm. obviously found the line where no one wants to go. It'd be fair to say the majority of the world does not like Donald Trump as president of the US, but to show a severed head of Donald Trump is just, as you said, it's got Islamic State written all over it. It not only sort of mocks terrorism, it also pretty disrespectful for a guy that is actually leading the country.
Horrible. I'm not too touchy. Like, I don't mind some offensive humour. I like comedians who have, you know, outraged the masses before. I like George Carlin. I like Bill Hicks. I like The Onion. All kinds of humour that basically push the envelope past what a lot of people would find funny, but isn't still not this. This is, you can't even see where the humour would start with this. It is just a terrible idea, and you're right. It's after this, the actual like a Secret Service or some official body actually tweeted about, you know, we actually take the safety of the president seriously, like any kind of threat or sort of aggression, like we take it really seriously. So she has just basically, you know, crossed all kinds of, you know, lines, set off all kinds of alarms. Yep, bad move, this one.
Power of social media on show again, and I guess Donald Trump has the right to tweet. Unlike any other president has tweeted, he'll be out there probably with a fairly scathing reply. We'll be right back.